AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me today is my brother, Kevin.
Good morning.
What are you doing over there?
Trying to wake up still.
Trying to wake up still. Did you have your coffee?
Two cups.
Two cups. Well, there you go. Then you should be well awake.
No.
No, no.
I don't have to be well awake this morning.
Yeah. Well, you drove here, didn't you?
Yeah, but
it's important to be awake when you're doing that.
New cars have autopilot.
Yeah, not that kind of autopilot.
Anyway. Well, tell them people in Tesla they keep sleeping behind the wheel.
Yeah, well, should be paying attention no matter what.
Exactly.
But all good. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning here at Auto Talk Radio. September 14th. As we're heading towards the end of the year, it's hard to believe that 2019 is basically two-thirds over.
Only a couple months.
Yeah, a few more months. Yeah. So,
the older I get, the faster it goes too.
Yeah, actually, almost three quarters over. Yeah, pretty much, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Time just keeps going faster and faster and faster.
It does. It does. All right, folks, we appreciate you joining us this morning. If you do have any automotive related questions or concerns, you can give us a call. We're here to talk to you about them. Anything automotive related. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, give us a shout. We're happy to answer your questions or discuss it with you. Any concerns or automotive related items that you'd like to discuss, that's what we're here for. 1-800-760-5362. I do want to remind you, the show is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified for over 26 years there in the Escondido Auto Park, taking care of folks in North County, along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon for over 5 to 6 years now, actually, taking care of folks out there in East County, AAA approved and SMOG certified. And West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and SMOG certified, just around the corner here in Central San Diego, we'll call it. Taking care of folks over there for over 3 years now. And of course, we added April 1st of this year, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions. Dan folded in with us. Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, been over there for over 30 years, that facility has, but as of April 1st, we took over, AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there in the Golden Triangle. All of us at the West Automotive Group and our employees, myself included, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as we all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. What that means to us is we wouldn't recommend a service or repair to you that we wouldn't recommend to our own mother, father, brother, sister, etc., our family members. Very important to us that we treat you like family. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest on approved credit for services and repairs. So if you need some help getting your, and even if you don't, it's a great way to go about it because it is no interest and you continue to use it. So ask about our no interest, 6 months no interest, and you have your vehicle in for service or repair. It's a great card to have. And take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis along with free shuttle rides to or from work or home. If you think you have a transmission issue, get in and let's check it out. Half the time it is not. At any of our four locations, we're there for you. Go to westautomotivegroup.com. That is westautomotivegroup.com, and you can see all about us, etc. You can also click on the Automan segments. Well, I'm the Automan on CW News on Friday morning. And see all those if you didn't catch them live on the news, or you can click on Auto Talk and go right to all of our podcasts. If you missed any of our Auto Talk radio shows live, you can pick them up there too. So that's westautomotivegroup.com. You can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. or you call us directly up to Escondido at 760-741-5323. We get you direct from there if need be. Or just like I said, go to westautomotivegroup.com and pick a location and you can give a shout directly. Thanks. We're here to take care of you. So this morning we're talking about fluids, right? Changing your car, servicing fluids or servicing your vehicle, actually, and recommendations and that. And we'll jump into that a bit. But let's grab Peter in El Cajon real quick. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
Very, very good. I'm a avid customer of yours out here. And I've been listening, and I always enjoy listening to your radio.
We appreciate that.
I had a question specifically, though. I've been contemplating buying a new, or not a new, new for me, but older motorhome.
Okay.
And you service motorhomes, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought. Anyway, specifically relative to older diesels, and you've made quite a bit of, discussed quite a bit the problem with buying an older diesel with the new diesel fuels, and what do the owners of older diesels do? Do they have to get new engines?
No. So actually, a lot of the older diesels, even with the newer fuels, do just fine. There's no real issues with them. So when you say older, what year are we talking?
94.
Okay. So in Ford, GM, what are we talking about? What make them are we talking about?
Well, that's a good question. They're sort of a number of them are different. This one is a Airstream.
Uh-huh.
Diesel, older, classic Airstream diesel pusher.
Okay. So it could have a Cummins in it or you know, there's multiple options there. Those pretty much don't have a whole lot of problems. They'll almost run on anything, to be honest with you, as long as they're serviced properly and kept in good working order. So, you know, there's not a lot of requirements as far as that goes. Diesel engines for over-the-road trucks and commercial vehicles, yeah, big problems. And it's not a drivability problem. It's an emissions problem. But with those personal use vehicles, you don't have any issues with it. So as far as you don't have to change the engines out or anything like that. But
I was gonna say on the personal ones, you don't have to retrofit them to the new fluids, right?
No, there's none of that has to get done. So as far as if you do purchase one of those, a personal use vehicle is not a big deal. Now, if you're buying a fleet of vehicles, diesel wise, that's a whole different ball game there. So
No fleet.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so if you find one that's in great working order, been serviced, taken care of well, no issues there whatsoever.
Okay, now how about that versus, now how often should the diesel be run in order for it to stay in good running condition?
Well,
in other words, part of the problems with motorhomes is you tend to park them for a long time.
Correct. Correct. Usually on those vehicles, I recommend get them up and run at least once a month. So no matter what, don't let them sit for extended periods of time. You know, because that's hard on a vehicle, any vehicle. I don't care if it's a diesel or motor, whatever it is. You let them sit. I mean, we have tire issues. We have all kinds of issues if you don't start them, run them, and drive them.
Well, the seals don't get oil on them.
And... Yeah. Yeah. A lot of things can happen.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as opposed to diesel, another one I'm looking at is a 454 Chevy.
Okay.
Again, Airstream.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a 92.
Gotcha.
And it's supposedly good working condition. But at the same time, electronically, you know, is that a carbureted engine or is that a...
Did you say 92?
92.
Okay. So 92 is probably throttle body injected
on
that
is.
Vehicle. No, it's not carbureted. And there's not a lot of issues with those that they had. That motor won't have the pulling power that diesel pusher does, but it's still a strong, good motor as long as it's been serviced and taken care of properly. Obviously, in uh-huh. these kind of cases, I would definitely get them checked out before purchasing them.
Yeah.
So that's recommendations on that. All right. Hey, Peter, thanks for giving us a call and have a wonderful, safe weekend. All right.
Sure will. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.
Well, thank you so much. And try to stay cool out there. It's supposed to be a hot weekend here in San Diego. So especially out in East County and up in the east side of North County, et cetera. It's going to be a bit warm.
Temecula's going to be really warm.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
High desert,
exactly. Let's grab Frank real quick. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
What are you doing
Frank
in Iowa, Frank?
How's the weather there?
I told you I was going to make that long road trip.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it rained like hell and thunder and lightning the other day.
That's nice.
It's beautiful this morning. Supposed to get up about 80 degrees.
Nice.
Of course, you know, the humidity out here is going to be a little heavier.
How long have you been on the road?
This is our, third week?
Oh, nice.
About two or three more to go.
Nice. Nice.
We're headed to Wisconsin after this, and then to Michigan, and then over to see my daughter in Washington, and then we'll be back home.
Beautiful.
That's a good road trip.
Yeah, it was. It's great.
How's that beautiful truck running?
You guys. Oh, it's running pretty darn good.
Like a champ, huh? Good. Yep. Good.
Yeah, I'm getting a little better mileage than we got last time. We put one of those chips on there.
Yep.
And instead of 12 miles a gallon, I'm getting about 14.6.
Hey, that with all those miles you're laying down, that makes a difference.
Yeah. And you know what? The price of diesel down here, I paid as much as $2.19.
That's kind of nice when you're cruising through there.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Good deal.
Hey, listen, guys, I gotta hit inside. We're getting ready to do a tour of my old high school.
You got it. Well, enjoy and be safe.
All my friends got old. God, I can't believe it.
You take care, Frank. Take care now. Bye bye.
Good talking to you.
Same here.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. So, off on his trip.
Isn't that funny how our friends get old, but we don't?
I was trying to figure out how that would work, but okay.
You don't realize it though. I mean, sometimes
I realize.
We look at ourselves every day. So we don't, it happens so slowly that you're not really seeing it.
Who told you that?
It's the way it goes.
It's the way it goes. All right. All right, folks, give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. It was good to hear from Frank. He's out there cruising around.
He's having a good time.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about when you head out on those road trips. Sound like they're
a
6 or 8 week road trip. Yeah, good stuff, good fun. Truck's running like a champ. That's what we like to hear. So glad they're out enjoying. All good. Let's grab Al in El Cajon real quick. Good morning, Al.
Yeah.
How you doing this morning, Al?
I'm fine.
What you got going on?
Well, my son's got a problem with his pickup truck. It just kind of petered out, and it stopped running, and we thought it was a fuel pump.
What year, make, and model are we dealing with? Are we talking about real quick?
It's what year is it, Aaron? Aaron, what year is your truck? What year is it? 2000 what? 2006, something like that.
Okay. Ford, Chevy?
It's a Toyota.
Oh, Toyota. Okay. Okay.
2006 Toyota Tacoma.
Okay, Tacoma. Okay. And so go ahead. Tell me what happened with it. What's going on?
It just kind of petered out. And we thought it was a fuel pump. We changed it out. And so... it wasn't that. The fuel pump now works. It works because we checked it and it works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going into the injector pressure box that feeds the injectors. We're thinking it's that. And I'm wondering either how to check that pressure box, you know, that feeds the injectors, or how much is it going to cost to just bring it to you guys? West Automotive Group.
Yeah, I don't know when you say injector box. I don't know. There's a fuel injector rail. There's a fuel line
with fuel
pressure control, but I mean it's pressure. On the fuel. Yeah, so what controls the injectors itself is the PCM, which is the computer for the car.
Well, another thing too. It could be getting fuel to the injectors, whether the injectors are actually firing too, because if a crank sensor went out, it may not even be opening the injector. So I mean,
correct. So my question was going to be, when you said it quit running, it just stalled on him and it cranks but doesn't start, basically.
It actually started after it petered out, and then it just wouldn't start anymore, so we thought it was a fuel pump. And so we changed out the fuel pump, which was quite a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. We had to take the bed off the truck.
And Toyotas don't lose fuel pumps a lot.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's not a common repair on those. I mean, it does happen, yeah, but not a lot. My recommendation in this case, because it can get really expensive throwing parts at this vehicle at this point. And if you don't have the equipment to test it properly, the diagnosis on that to bring it to us is $99. And to get it diagnosed properly and we'll go through all the steps. Oh, yeah. And it's well worth the money. So that would be my suggestion, because you need, like Kevin said, we need to know, do we have an injector pulse? And then you got to test, is the crank sensor sending a signal? Because if the crank sensor's not sending a signal, it won't tell the PCM to fire the injectors or open them. So in that case, it acts like there's no fuel. It's not going to. So there's all kinds of things that can cause issues like that. Could have a spark issue.
You can check this crank sensor, can't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we check everything. Actually, what we do is check everything to find out what's causing the problem.
Yeah, to get that thing off of there, oh, my gosh. The crank sensor is underneath this other thing, I forget.
The harmonic balancer.
Yeah. It's buried in there. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So my recommendation is get it in. Let's get it diagnosed, figure out what it is, and go from there. And the other thing is it may not even be that expensive of a repair, but if you're just throwing parts at it, it's not going to help, because you're just kind of putting money down a hole.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to my son about it. And $99, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, just give Chris a call there at the Elk Own location. He can get you right in and get you diagnosed.
You bet. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for being a listener, Al. You guys have a safe, wonderful weekend.
Be safe out there.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Great, great question when it comes to the whole diagnosis thing. But
that's the thing, too, when your car doesn't run. I mean, the first two things to check are fuel and spark.
I don't. Yeah.
Well, and you know, if the crank sensor goes, it wouldn't spark neither, because, you know, now, especially a Toyota, has overhead coils on it. So the crank sensor controls all that stuff.
It does. So, and if you don't have the right equipment to test it, that becomes a problem too. You're just kind of throwing money down a hole. So best money ever spent is my favorite thing to say is the money you spent on a proper diagnosis well, by a qualified technician.
Exactly. Back in the olden days with the carburetors, you could just open the butterfly and look down there and twist the throttle, and you could see the accelerator pump fuel in there. And we go, okay, we got fuel.
You could.
But with the fuel injection these days, especially with the port injection, where the injectors are actually going into the, you know, the intake or the head, or, you know, direct injection.
You can't really see
that stuff. So
nope. You need to do the proper testing to find out what's going on. So and that becomes extremely important for sure. So recommendation on that is let's get it diagnosed properly. Best money, like I said, ever spent is for a qualified technician, the proper tools and everything to diagnose the vehicle properly and start from there. And then obviously know what's going on with the vehicle and can make some hard decisions at that point. Or as I like to say, you have all the information, you can make an educated decision on what you'd like to do. Otherwise, we're just kind of shooting in the dark, and that gets really expensive. So, all right, folks, give us a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, Kevin and myself are happy to talk to you about. Just give us a shout here, and we'll chat with you about it. So we're talking about servicing vehicles, and when it comes to changing, when it comes to oil and that, and you've heard me talk about this or not. At the West Automotive Group, we changed all the fluids over as far as all the oils, engine oils, the full synthetic. We don't have any synthetic blends. We don't have any conventional oil anymore. It's all full synthetic. And I had a conversation with a customer about this just the other day. And the reason for that is, number one, we want to make sure that all of our oils meet or exceed what's the manufacturer of your vehicle requires to keep it under warranty. Because we service a lot of vehicles that are still under warranty. And we don't ever want to change that. So all the full synthetics we got are Dexos approved. They're good, and we use the proper oil for different things. And people don't always know how important this is, but it's extremely important. That's why we get questions like, "Oh, well, I'm just going to change it to 2050 oil because thicker is better." Well, thicker's not better in today's cases with today's vehicles. They're engineered and for the specific oil that they require because of flow rates and everything else for lubrication. And when you change to a thicker oil like that, you can cause damage. Through the orifices, we don't get the proper oiling, such as for timing chain tensioners and the tensioner itself staying at, and guides, and all these things can wear out because they're not getting lubricated properly, or cause bearing damage because you don't have the proper flow rate and the tolerances are so close now. You need the proper oil, right?
Well, that's the thing. 2050 was for race cars, and when I mean race cars, I mean build it with loose tolerances because the thicker oil takes.
But they don't even do that on race cars anymore because we've learned not to. But my point is that you're right. So there was a lot of clearance for that flow of that thick oil, and we just don't have that anymore. Nor do we need it. And obviously, so the efficiency and the performance of these motors is so much better than it was. But they're designed and engineered for this specific oil, which is important. So, you know, you can change it up if you want. It's your car, as I often tell people. I won't tell you what to do or not do with your car, but let's face it, you can cause a lot of damage.
We just try to educate you.
Well, I do. You know, it's why we don't do this. But the old school of thinking was like, oh, you know what? The car's got 100,000 miles on it. Put 20, it won't burn any oil. It won't, but you, with today's cars, you'll definitely cause damage if you start doing that.
I was even talking to the guy at the machine shop not long ago, and it was funny because back in the day, 100,000 miles on a car, you wouldn't even see, you would have, you know, already the cylinders would be worn and stuff like that. Today, on a 100,000 mile car, you take the head off and you still see crosshatch in the cylinder.
It's beautiful. They last and they wear properly, and it's good stuff. So, and they do continue to, 100,000 miles, the car's not even. You know, we're getting 300,000-400,000 miles out of motors these days. I mean, if you service it properly,
hey, cars are so much better than I know a lot of people go, they're junk, but they're not. They're engineered so much better. They run so much better.
The engineering is 100%.
We just torture them more than we did back in the 70s.
Well, we expect more out of them.
Yeah, that too.
So you know, in the 70s, 100,000 miles, the car was worn out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're done. Now, 100,000 miles, car's barely broke in. You got another 100 to go before you get even considering, you know, having a lot of miles on.
I've noticed cars, and there's exceptions to every rule, but I've noticed most cars, it's 150,000 miles before you even have a radiator problem. Back in the 70s, you had a radiator problem.
30.
Yeah.
You're lucky if it made it out of warranty. So, exactly. So the point is that we are definitely engineering and making better cars these days. But you need to follow the manufacturer's recommendation when it comes to the weight and proper oil, et cetera. So, and we're going to talk some more about that as we go on here, but just servicing your vehicle and how to extend the life of it. And once again, this, the proper service of your fluids is what can make or break this vehicle to get 300,000 miles out of it. That's what I always talk about. And the biggest importance to me is the 5,000 mile full synthetic oil change. You stick to that 5,000 miles, you start to get higher mileage, you're burning oil, you might want to drop down to 4,000 miles. But the point to that is you can go 5,000 miles on this, but the high intervals they talk about, 8,000-10,000 miles, can become a problem for your vehicle in short order and not recommended if you plan on keeping the vehicle. So, all right, folks, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break here real quick. And when we come back, you can give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Kevin's joining me today. I think his last name is Bowersock, too. Is that your last name?
You know, the funny thing is, we were talking about how fast time's going, and I just looked at the clock, and I can't believe that this hour's coming almost to a close, too. I was like, dang, I went quick.
About 25 minutes, man.
Yeah, but
what?
The first half went really quick. I'm just saying.
It did. Let's talk about servicing some fluids. Question, you know, where do you get your information from when servicing the vehicle? And you need a trusted source, obviously. If you ever tried to read your owner's manual and decipher that, that's a fun thing to do. But You know, you should be having your vehicle serviced by somebody that you trust that can recommend things for you. And I often talk to folks, you know, about servicing their vehicle when it comes to oil, which we started out talking about. And as you know, I recommend full synthetic and 5,000 miles. I mean, we do. That's what we do at the West Automotive Group. We recommend that. And the reason why is people ask, well, you know, the manufacturer says on this vehicle, I can go 10,000 miles. Well, you can, but the point, and you can follow that if you want, but the point that I've made is that oil does break down. It carries contaminants through it. If you're keeping this vehicle and you really plan on getting the mileage out of it, we recommend to go with 5,000 miles. So without question, it's a way to extend the life of the vehicle and its engine and take care of it properly. Because all those little contaminants, and especially engines, whether it's diesel or gasoline, there's small particles of fuel and combustibles that come past the rings, get collected by the oil, along with any other bearing wear, timing chain wear, guide wear, etc. The oil picks all that up, and although there's a filter, there's still very small micronic parts that continue to build up in this. As the mileage goes on, the oil becomes, let's just call it gritty, and it wears things. It does, without question. So do you want, if you have to pull the head off, the cross hatches to still be there?
Yes.
Yeah. So then not dragging 10,000-mile oil through your rings is probably a good idea.
You know the thing about motor oil, too? Motor oil has got two bad things. It, obviously, the engine's metal, so it's going to make metal particles.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the gasoline being burned, it builds carbon.
Oh, the combustion process, correct.
Yeah, so
which carbon, it picks up and carries.
Well, the carbon destroys seals, and, you know, like, because now they cool the oil with oil coolers. It'll kill the lines, the rubber and the lines. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you actually, on an engine, you have two issues going on there.
You do. And it all creates damage if you leave it in there too long and over time. And the third part of that is oil starts to thin a bit, and then it can also run low on oil because it will start to pull it past the rings and burn it.
Well, that's what I was getting at, because, like, I have a Chevy truck, and they're bad for the well, you see the engine coil going bad. But I've changed the oil in that truck normally about every 3,000 miles.
Did you say the engine oil coolers go bad?
No, the lines.
Oh, they start leaking. They start leaking, yeah, correct.
Because changing the oil will help it from not leaking, too, keeping the carbon out of there, because that destroys the seals and stuff, right?
Yeah. So I got 280,000 miles out of the engine oil cooler lines on my F-250 before they started to leak.
Well, that's what I was saying.
By changing the oil every 4,000 miles.
If you keep the oil clean, it helps, you know, stuff like that not...
It does
break down and start leaking, and so it'll help. I mean, that's, and you know what, a lot of oil leaks are costly repairs, so it's cheaper to change the oil, motor oil, obviously, to keep that stuff.
And let's face
happening.
It, clean oil protects the seals, the rear main seal, the front crank seal, all these seals that can have issues that need to be lubricated because there's something rotating against them. You get contaminated oil that has a lot of contamination in it as far as by combustion process, which is carbon or fine medical particles. And it's like running sand through those seals. And so they can start to leak over time. They get hard. Oil also conditions those seals. So if you're not servicing the oil properly, then you just get wear on them. They harden up. It's like dragging sand through them. They wear out. They start leaking. And you're right. That can be a very expensive repair, without question. You have a rear main seal, and you have to pull the trans out to get to it and all that. Some of these vehicles, you can be looking at 10, 12, 14 hours to do so.
Exactly.
So it's taking care of your vehicle, changing the oil and filter on it, and servicing it properly every 5,000 miles is probably one of the cheapest things you can do to really help extend the life of the motor on the vehicle. So, and then, of course, we have other fluids. I mean, we talk about transmission, same thing. Picks up a lot of junk, carries it around. Filter can't get everything out of the fluid. Can't make it clean all the time.
Well, that's another thing. If you don't change the filter can become plugged and slowly decrease line pressure. And I remember when I was talking about, we look at ourselves every day and don't realize the age. You know, it's the same thing with the
age
filter.
Age is a transmission.
Well, as the pressure slowly going down, we don't notice the little bit softer shift, a little bit softer shift. You know what I mean? It's because it's so gradual, we don't notice it until, oh my God, there's a problem.
You do when that clutch pack burns.
That's what I'm saying. That's when we realize it.
then it's too late at that point. So transmission servicing, you'll find a lot of, and we talk about this all the time. We recommend every 18 to 20,000 miles or once a year, whereas many manufacturers say, oh, it doesn't need to be done until 100,000 miles. Well, the problem with that 100,000 mile mark is our favorite thing to say is, yeah, wait 100,000 miles, you get a new filter and fluid with the remanufactured or rebuilt trans that we do for you anyway. So
hey, when I worked for Chevrolet, this is like 88 or 89, 90. I remember back then they were saying 100,000 miles change the things. Only problem is we were rebuilding transmissions at 70,000 miles under customer pay because they were like, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to service it until.
Well, you are servicing it when you rebuild the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that is the best thing you can do when it comes to a transmission and it comes to taking care of your vehicle and servicing it properly and extending the life of it. Like I tell people, it's kind of like buying insurance because it's one of the few things you can do to help a transmission is just change the filter and fluid. There's really not much else you can do to help it, unless it's leaking or something, taking care of those kind of issues.
But that goes back
just
to
service-wise, that's it.
Keeping the fluid clean helps keep the seals lubricated.
It's a hydraulic unit.
Exactly. Yeah. It keeps the valves free.
And how bad is the quality of metal in valve bodies these days with those steel valves or aluminum valves, and you drag dirty oil through those? It's like sand, and then pretty soon we have oval chambers in there. The valve body's worn out.
Well,
things get expensive.
It is a little bit different today because everything's modulated, so that valve... It used to be back in the day, the valve flicked once for every shift.
Now it goes.
Now it's in there constantly oscillating. So, yeah, it wears out valve bodies.
Does. Yeah, especially when the fluid's dirty. All right, let's grab John real quick in Mission Valley. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah, gentlemen, good morning. Thank you for your discussion about oil. I grew up in Great Falls, Montana, where it's 30 below some winter mornings.
Ooh.
And we would use a 10-weight oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would stay thin. Otherwise, that oil would get to be like grease in the crankcase.
Yeah, you put 20-50 oil in those kind of temperatures, it's like molasses.
Did you ever have to start a fire under the engine pan to get it warm enough?
Exactly. But I'm now close to 75 years old, and I still do a lot of my own oil changes, et cetera. And I was wondering why... Now I look and it's 520 oil or 530, but I think you answered the question. The tolerances are a lot closer in the motors now.
Yeah,
right?
So exactly. So for performance-wise and efficiency, the engineers have learned that setting the clearances the way they do, we get a lot more out of the motor and they don't wear, et cetera. So we don't have the wide tolerances that we used to, and that's why we have these thinner oils, because we need the flow rates for lubrication on these type of things.
Right. So here's my question for you.
Sure.
I bought a 2003 BMW and drove it 100,000 miles, and I'll never own another one. But of course, it was blowing up expansion tanks one after another.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long story, but here's my question. I looked at the manual in those cases, and it was pure synthetic, and you could go 10 to 11,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't recommend that.
No.
But I studied the Walmart oil, full synthetic, carefully, and it was produced by a good company.
Mm-hmm.
So I put in Walmart full synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
You know what I got to say about motor oils like that? There is a lot of them out there where... Valvoline might produce certain motor oils for certain companies. If you look on the back, you can read where they were actually produced at. And they just produce it in their own bottle. But you do have to do a lot of research on that.
Walmart sells a lot of Mobil 1,
too. Well, they do that, too. I mean, you know what? And that is real Mobil 1, too. Yeah. Like, they sell real AC Delco spark plugs and Motorcraft spark plugs, too, just like Kmart did back
in
the day.
Well, I can guarantee you this. Walmart didn't make that oil. So they bought it from somebody.
I agree with that, of course. But I studied that oil carefully, and it's made by a good company.
Well, there you go.
In my view, it's good, full synthetic oil.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey,
no. So the answer to that is no, there's nothing wrong with it. As long as it's a quality oil, the full synthetic, that, no, absolutely not.
Napa and them guys do the same thing.
Next question.
Sure.
Here's my next question. I bought for my son from a friend of mine a 1984 Mercedes turbo diesel at only 129,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I change oil on that, and it'll go a million miles. That five cylinder diesel, if you change the oil every 3,000 miles, it will go a million miles.
It will. Yep.
Now, my question, my brother is a lawyer in Toronto, but he specializes in fixing fixing Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
He said that if you're going to move to a full synthetic in that 84 diesel, you better do it very carefully and over a period of time. Is he right?
what you want to make sure is that you're also using a high detergent. Diesels are a little different. So you want to make sure, especially that you're using a high detergent oil too, because as you know, we get a lot of combustion blow by on diesels. The oil tends to dirty up quickly, and you're carrying those contaminants around. So the 3,000 mile mark is great for those. I agree with you. Some of those I don't recommend to go to full synthetic on. You know, especially if you're changing the oil every 3,000 miles, just because you're, unless you get a good synthetic that's got the detergent additives for diesels. So does that make sense?
Gentlemen, even at 3,000 miles, that oil is so dirty, it's unbelievable. What I've done is I looked at Valvoline makes a new mm-hmm. Dello oil, mm-hmm. and they sell it at Walmart, and it's a very good oil for a diesel car, but I still change it at 3,000 miles.
Would, too. That Dello's an amazing oil, though, for diesel. So, yes, that's perfect right there.
That's the thing with diesel oils. They put the right additives in it because they know – because, I mean, you know, it's a diesel. It's not burning the fuel like – you know, like a spark would in the cylinder. So they put the right additives in there for that and still do it at 3,000 miles. But that's why you should use diesel oil, because it'll have the right additives for all the carbon in there.
Correct.
Okay, one more point, gentlemen. And that is, if I buy the big top-notch Shell oil that they're pushing very heavily, even for the 18-wheelers, uh-huh. the big tractor trailers on the road, mm. that oil, that Shell diesel oil, is almost twice the price.
Correct.
So here's my conclusion. Sometimes with oil, you pay for a name, but it's not any better.
That's true. That's true. You just got to know what you're buying, for sure. I fully agree with you on that. So it's very important.
You, gentlemen.
No
Thank
problem.
You. I appreciate Thank it you. Very much.
Thanks for listening, and have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break here real quick. We'll run up against it, but I do appreciate his questions with great questions.
Yeah, they
when
were.
It comes to oil and stuff. So you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB, and give us a call at 1-800-760-5362. We'll be right back after these messages.
Talk and breaking news.
I'm so grateful for West Automotive Group. They've been longtime supporters of KFMB and therefore of all of us. And you've heard the owner, Brian Bowersock. He's the host of Auto Talk Radio Saturday mornings on KFMB and also the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. West Automotive Group, an amazing family-owned business, and now they are San Diego's largest independent automotive and transmission service and repair facility. And they know your time's valuable, so they make it easy for you. You get a free shuttle ride to and from work or to home, or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. Take advantage of their no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of their four convenient locations: Escondido, El Cajon, Curtis Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. So for your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. And they'll service and repair your vehicle to the manufacturer specifications, and they back the repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. These are my guys, westautomotivegroup.com.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
It's definitely a battle.
Sometimes our biggest...
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Thanks for everybody joining us today. Now you can say the hour's gone almost. We're almost there. A couple more minutes.
I don't want to blink my eyes.
You don't want to blink. That's probably good. Don't blink. So, hey, let's grab Alan real quick. You there, Alan?
Yeah, Brian.
We're going to wrap.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
It's interesting listening to you guys. Yeah, I got a question about a 2006 Toyota Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting the service done out at Toyota and Santee, and they seem to have a really good service department. But I've noticed that just recently our mileage has gone down. It was about 23 miles a gallon when it was new.
Uh-huh.
It's probably dropped down, 20 or 21 now. It's got 158,000 miles on it. And I asked the service guy about... trying to retune it. He said that the spark plugs were changed at 120,000, so that's 38,000 miles ago.
Yeah, they're fine. And, they should
right.
be.
And the induction cleaning was done at 147,000. That's about 10,000 miles ago.
Okay.
And he said the only other thing he could do is do injection cleaning, but he said that's kind of iffy. It may or may not help it. just kind of a personal decision about spending the money.
Yeah, the induction cleaning actually works the best. You said that was already done because it helps remove that excess carbon. But there's a couple things to look at on this vehicle that can also cause issues. Lower, like, has the PCV ever been replaced on it, which a lot of service departments skip over? So, which can cause issues, or a slight drop in fuel mileage like that. And you're all cars are going to go down a little bit as you get up in high mileage. They just are. The engine isn't as efficient, but they don't go real drastically. But there's a couple things like that. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to bring up one thing, because when you want to go down a mile per gallon, it could be something like your alignment's off just a tad, because that maybe it's towing a little bit, or the tires are bad and it's not rolling as efficiency. There's other things to look at too.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of things that go into that. Kevin's correct on that. So that if they have not been serviced or looked at it, so he makes a good point. You know, we recommend aligning a vehicle usually yearly, get the best tire wear, and also any issues, because especially with San Diego roads we got today, you knock cars out of alignment, et cetera. But there's all kinds of items like that to consider and look at that can affect mileage slightly, if that makes sense.
Okay, it's running about 15 or 16 miles a gallon, but it's just been recent in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard you guys mention one time about problem with the oxygen sensor could cause it.
Well, that's
might throw the fuel mixture off.
That's another thing, because they get lazy. So you can check the crossover time on them, but you're right. It doesn't keep it in as good a fuel mixture as it could. Now, it's still within parameters, so it's not setting a check engine light or a malfunction code, but the crossover time extremely slow. So or slowing, and therefore it doesn't respond as quick. And you're right, it doesn't hold it as quick, and especially get over 150,000 miles on a car.
I want to say back in the day, like Volkswagen or somebody used to have a scheduled thing where you were supposed to replace them things every 50,000 miles, if
the
I can recall.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't seen that in a long time, but they do slow down. They don't switch back and forth as much.
Now, that Matrix 06 might have air fuel ratio sensors anyway. It may not have. But and then the other thing is, we get into a lot with these cars, you know, just things that go along with the air fuel ratio sensors. And then even the monitoring O2 sensors behind the cat now help on a lot of these vehicles with fuel control. So if you get one that's not working 100%, it starts to drop off. So that can all be checked, but it takes a bit of time to do so.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier in the show about your analysis cost was $99 on, I can't remember what it was about.
Correct.
Is that about what it runs for any analysis on a vehicle?
Yeah, well, not any, but for something like that, yeah, usually right in that area, correct. You're right, yeah. So to go through it and, like, check the oxygen sensors or air fuel ratio sensors, take it a look at a couple other things like that, yes, for sure.
Okay, great. I may bring it in to you.
You got it, Alan. Let us know if we can help you out.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Have a wonderful,
thank
safe
you.
Weekend.
You too.
All right, guys. Up next is a Smart Investing Show. They're looking very happy, too, and ready to roll. So we do appreciate everybody joining us this morning. Been a great show. Went by quick. You know, you can always check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. Everybody out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next Saturday, be safe. San Diego, it's going to be hot this weekend. So hopefully you got your AC checked out and it's working on your car.
I just want to say, if you own a Tesla, don't be sleeping behind the wheel, neither.
Kevin's only here to help, man. That's it. That's it. So, everybody stay tuned. Brent and Chase are up next.
Have a great
next
weekend.
Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
West Automotive Group. Whether your personal vehicle or a fleet of vehicles needs service or repair, go to West Automotive Group. Brian Bowersock, he is San Diego's car guy, right? He's the host of Auto Talk Radio on Saturday mornings at KFMB, which is the only radio show that I've ever called into. And also, he's the auto man on the CW San Diego, and his customers have been receiving top of the line maintenance and repairs since 1992. They make it all easy for you, right? A free shuttle service to and from work or your house, low cost rental vehicle if you need that, while their professional ASE certified technicians provide you with the ultimate automotive experience. Take advantage of their no-charge AAA 40-point vehicle inspection with any service or repair at one of their four convenient locations: Escondido, El Cajon, Kearny Mesa, now Miramar, UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. You can book an appointment, westautomotivegroup.com.
Here's a reminder. When you need to know, all you need to know is AM 760. Here's a reminder. When you need to know, All you need to know is AM 760 KFMB San Diego. This